chapter 16.
Tayor
evam
atayato
tapasayato
prithivi
prithivi
dharmayo
sarada
parikshin
parikshin
namah
rajasi
rajasi
prapta
prapta
rachi
rachi
sarasati
sarasati
Yorivam katayatoyo
Tayorivam katayato
Tarar Tayorivam katayato
Tayorivam katayato
Tayorivam katayato
Tayorivam katayato
Ritavi dharma yosara
Ritavi
dharma yosara
Parikshinnamarajarshi
Prapta Prachin Saraswatim Prapta Prachin Saraswatim Tayorevam Katayato Prithivi Dharmayostada Parikshinnamarajarshi Prapta Prachin Saraswatim Tayorevam Katayato Prithivi Dharmayostada
Parikshinnamarajarshi Parikshinnamarajarshi
Prapta Prachin
Saraswatim
Tayorevam Katayato Prithivi Dharmayostada Parikshinnamarajarshi Prapta Prachin Saraswatim Prayoreva Katayato Navigamasyataru Shahinnamarajasi
Parikshinnamarajasi
Pratipa Pratim Saraswatim Tayorevam katayato
Dvidamayotaka
Parikshinnam
rajasi
Prapta prachin saraswati Tayorevam katayato
Dharmayostara
Parikshinnamarajarshi Tatprachim Saraswatim
Tayo evam katayato
Jivi
dharmayostara
Parikshinnamarajarshi
Tatprachim Saraswatim
engaged in conversation.
Earth.
Karmayo,
and
the personality of religion.
Tada,
at that time,
Parikshit,
King Parikshit,
Nama,
of the name,
Rajarshi,
a saint amongst the kings.
Prapta,
arrive.
Prachin,
flowing towards the east.
Saraswatim,
river Saraswati. Translation.
While the earth and the personality of religion were thus engaged in conversation, the saintly king Maharaj Parikshit reached the shore of the Saraswati River, which flowed towards the east.
So we are discussing the conversation between Mother Earth and Dharmaraj. The subject matter was that the earthly planet was very much morose on account of arrival of of Kali Yuga, people who study. So, we have discussed the symptoms of Kali Yuga. This is called Kali Yuga. As there are seasonal changes, similarly, in the duration of this material existence, there are seasonal changes. Certainly everyone has got experience. There is summer, there is winter, there is fall, there is spring. So generally, the seasonal changes are accepted as Sapta Yuga, Trita Yuga, Dwapar Yuga, and Kali Yuga. Just like in each year we have got different season changes, and in each millennium there are so many changes of Kali Yuga, Dwapar Yuga, Sapta Yuga. So, Sattva Yuga means the age of truthfulness. Sattva means truthfulness. And Kali Yuga means the age of disease. The age of disease. At the present moment, we are in the Kali Yuga. Everyone disagrees with God. Even the so-called disciple also disagrees with the teacher. This is the influence of Kali. One becomes disciple of a spiritual master, and then he hindically disagrees. So, why? If you disagree, why should you accept somebody as a spiritual master? That is not very good. That is the way of not being successful. We are chanting every day that the Saprasadad Bhagavat Prasad. By satisfying the spiritual master, one can satisfy the Supreme Personality of God. The Saprasada, by the satisfaction of the spiritual master. Sansara dava nalavi lokatrana rakhasana. One of the symptoms is this. The spiritual master is so bona fide. Before accepting somebody as spiritual master, you must know about his bona fides. That time is allowed. It is said in the Shastra that if you like to accept somebody as spiritual master, you should associate with him at least for 1 year. See how things are going. If you follow, of course, others, that is also good. But personally, it is advised that you just remain as the proposed spiritual master for at least 1 year. So that the spiritual master is also given chance to study you, whether you are accepted. This is the process. But when one leaves his spiritual master, the spiritual master, there may be some reason. That reason is also given in the Shastra. Guru api abbalikasya karja akardam ajana karjam akard. If the spiritual master does not know what is actually to be done, what is actually not to be done, and he acts against the rules and regulations of the Shastra, then such spiritual master may be given. But so long you do not find the spiritual master is doing against the principles of Shastra or Guru, then if you give up the company of spiritual master, then that is not good for you. That is a downfall. First of all, you must take sufficient time to study the movements of a spiritual master. A spiritual master is what? The spiritual master. Because there may be many spiritual masters, but if their business is one, to satisfy Krishna, although there are many, they are one. Although there are many, they are still one. The principle is one, to satisfy Krishna. So such is the position of spiritual master, that Jasya-prasādāna bhagavat-prasādāna. If you try to please your spiritual master, then God, Krishna, becomes pleased. Very nice. So, in the Kali Yuga, why there should be? In the Kali Yuga, even with the spiritual master, there is vision. That is due to the influence of Kali. That is my point. So this influence of Kali Yuga has been discussed in so many stages in this world, Bhagavatam. And last it was discussed that the good qualification of Kali, of a human being, I'm speaking about amongst living entity, human being is considered to be the highest. So, the mother was lamenting that people have lost their good qualification. They cannot be lost, but it is by the influence of Kali Yuga which is now common. Suttam Samam Daya 26. Nice qualification. Let me spread my wisdom. Saptam Kuchana Gaya Thanti Sriyago Santu to Arjavam Samo Namas Tapasyamam Kritikko Upa Rati Sutam Gyanam Virakti Raishajjam Shodjan Tija Balam Smitihi Sāpantraṁ kaushanam kānti vajjam mādvam evasam. Tame. So, on account of this Kali Yuga, the good qualification of human society is the jobs. Thinking the future of the present age, Mother Earth was lamenting and talking with Dharmaraj. So at that time, Maharaj Yudhishthira and Maharaj Parikshit arrived on that spot. This is the verse. Tayori man kathayago. Why the Dharmaraj and the earth planet was talking between themselves? You see, Tayoriva Kathayato Prisivi Jati, planet, and dharma, tada. Tada, that time, Parikshit Namaraj. Parikshit Namarajasi. There are many Rajasi. Rajasi means, although they are occupying the royal position, Raja, Raja and Praja. Raja means king or the ruler. Here is also regulated. Why a king is accepted? Why a governor is accepted? Why a president is, even in the day of democracy, they have abolished the system of monarchy. But still, they select somebody to become a monarch, a king, or to occupy the post of the king. That is called president. Why? Because unless there is one head, or on the head of the government, who can actually control. Control means whether citizens are following, executing the rules and regulations, the law of the state. Therefore, a certain man, qualified man, who enjoys the confidence of the people, he is accepted as the king. This is the president. So, such president, king, or the executive head must be a saintly person. Therefore, here it is said, Parikshit nama Rajarshi. Rajarshi means those who are of the top of the government, he must be rishi, saintly person. Just like this, our Krishna consciousness, from that, the head of the institution must be a saintly person. Otherwise, how can he become a controller? Controller there must be. That what is the qualification of the controller? He must be a saintly person. He must know what is the principle of life, what is the value of life, why one should be controlled by somebody else. These things are required to become qualified. So, Maharaj Parikshit Nama Rajarshi, in those days, all the kings were like saintly persons. They were not ordinary persons. Why saintly person required? Because a saintly person means he knows what is actually good and what is not good. The actually good of human life is that he is engaged in developing a devotional service. There is actual good. In other place, this Srimad Bhagavatam, it is stated, Tabai Pungkhan Parvo Dharma Jato Bhakti Vagutthali. Parodharma. Paro means superior, transcendental. Or which is para and upper. Boro and oboro. These words are used. Boro means greater. And oboro means lower. And paro means superior. And opera means inferior. Here it is spoken. There are many types of legal system, but they are opera, not very good, inferior type. Religion cannot be inferior, but it is sometimes made into inferiority, because without such kind inferior type of religion, the inferior class of man will not accept. Just like in religious system, any religious system, the killing of animals. There is, in every religious system, there is. But why there is this killing of a living entity? It's not good. But why in the religious system there is permission for killing animals? So that is explained. The explanation is that a person who is a staunch meat eater, he cannot give up meat eating. So, at the same time, he wants to be religious. This is the position. For such person, it is enjoined, just like in Vedic system, alright, if you want to eat meat, at the same time you want to become religious, then you worship Goddess Pati. You cannot worship Vishnu. Because he is a meat eater, he cannot approach Pavitra Paramam Bhava. The Supreme Personality is the Supreme Pure. So this meat eater is impure. She cannot approach the cure. That is not possible. Therefore, he is advised to approach some agent of the pure, some Shakti, just like Goddess Kali. Goddess Kali is the Shakti or the agent, potential. Kali has got also business to cut the heads of the demons. You have seen the Goddess Kali's picture. In Mundamala, she is garlanded with the heads of the demons. Have you seen? But her business is to cut the heads of the demons. And he is carrying one head in his hand, and in this hand, he's carrying a chopper, and her business is to cut the heads of the demons. But she is also the agent of the Supreme Personality. How she is agent? Because God has taught two business. Paritrana sadhuna virakaya dushkita. Dushkitina mura taradhava maya paritajyana asuri bhava mastita. For them, the Goddess Kali is engaged to cut their heads, kill them. That is also Krishna's agent. Vinashaya Duskrita, they have been finished. But, by finishing them, they are also elevated. Finishing means finishing their sinful actions. Finishing their sinful actions. Just like, it is very easy to understand. They say, a person who has committed murder, the state law is finishing. Otherwise, he will commit another crime. If he is encouraged, therefore, by finishing him, there are two purposes. One purpose is such that because he has done something very grievous, sinful activity, by sacrificing his own life, he becomes relieved from the sinful. That is the law in the Bodhisattva. I am not my question. A murderer is condemned to death just to save him from many of the following resultant action of sinful activity. Even in this life, he gives his life for that. Then he says, in the next life, he takes his bath clean, not suffering anymore, on account of the sinful life. This is the statement in Bhagavad-gita. Another instruction is that if this murderer is killed, then he will be saved from committing again murder. So, the Vinashaya Chaduskita, when a demon is killed, that he is saved The people at faith have everything is good. But people cannot understand that why God is killing the demons and giving protection to the devotee. God is equal to everyone. Krishna says, Samoham Sarvabhutesu Nami Deshvasti Napriya. Krishna says that I am equal to everyone. If God is not equal to everyone, then how he can be God? He is God. Who is equal. Nami Deshvasti Napriya. So when God is killing somebody, and God is catching something as somebody, that does not mean he has got two equal behavior for two persons. No. His behavior is the same. Affection. But to kill this demon means to stop him from further sinful activities and giving release from the sinful activities as well. Therefore it is mercy. But one has to study very carefully. Because God is absolute, there is no difference between his activities giving and giving protection to the devotee. He is giving protection to the demon also by killing. But one cannot understand. So, it is Kali Yuga, Rajasi is saintly person. Now he will find this Parikrit Maharaj, as soon as he will find that one demon is trying to kill another cow, he immediately took his soul. If he is a rishi, one may inquire that he is a saintly person, how is that he is going to kill another person? So killing is not always bad. But it is not to be judged by you. It is to be judged by the same saintly person. Where killing is required, where not killing is required. So, that is the qualification of the Kshatriya. Kshatriya means one who gives protection. Because when there is attack in a country, the king or the president gives protection to the citizens by killing the enemies. So his business is to give protection to the city. It may be sometimes by killing others he gives protection. We have discussed many times the violence and non-violence. These are contradictory terms. But when these two contradictory things are found in saintly person, we must know they are all the same, absolute. And what to speak of when these actions are found since to stop the Supreme Personality of God. There is the absolute nature. Absolute, to understand the absolute nature, means 2 plus 2 equal to 1 plus 1 equal to 1, and 1 minus 1 equal to 1. This is absolute understanding. Purnasya purnamadaya purnameva avasishyate. Purnasya purnamadaya. One is complete number. Purna. Purnasya purnamadaya. And if you take a complete one, it still is one. This is absolute understanding. It is not that one has been taken away. It's not one, therefore it has become zero. No. That is material. That is relative. So, Parikrit nama rajasi prachin saraswati. In India, all the rivers, they're coming from the Himalaya, western side, and flowing towards the eastern side, going to the Bay of Bengal. The prachin, flowing to the eastern side, saraswati. This is also one of the famous rivers. There are many rivers in India, especially very sacred rivers, Ganges, Yamuna, Saraswati, Godavari, Taveri, Krishna, Narmada, like that. In Sriva, is considered very separate. So, it is understood that Parikshit Maharaj met the Dharmaraj and the earthly planet talking together on the bank of the Sriva Sarasvati. Any questions?
I have a simple question. Dharmaraj, can you
understand? Yudhishthira is the son of Dharma. He is the son. Maharaj Yudhishthira was begotten by Dharmaraj.
Vidura was also
Vidura was begotten by Vyasa.
He was also Dharmaraj?
No. Oh. Yeah, no. Oh, yes, yes. You're right. Yes, Dharmaraj.
Dharmaraj,
yes. By the casting of some great issue, he became a Sudra. I thought that you were asking whether Vidura was begotten by Dharma. No. He is Dharma. Any question? What is the name of that God?
Sanjay.
Dhananjaya?
Sanjay.
Sanjay?
Yes.
Who has given you this name?
Yes,
sir. Sanjaya, Uvacha.
How did you wonder to say aloud to the Baba that my hair is standing on him?
Huh? How did that?
I've heard your holy dialogue to the Baba that my hair is standing on him. It's Sanjaya says in the Gita.
What is that? Special. Which fourth then?
This is the last slok of the Bhagavad Gita when he's relating the conversation to Dhritarashtra, the final conclusion of Bhagavad Gita.
Yeah.
Saying after hearing this holy dialogue, my hair is standing on end.
Oh.
In Bhagavad Gita.
Oh. You want to know about something? What that's about?
No, I just stated that.
Oh. Every instruction is like that. You should follow the instruction. And if you cannot understand, then consult the speaker also. And not to give up this association of the spiritual master and interpret in their own way. That is the same. Don't do it. It is said in the Bhagavad Gita, Tadvidhi Panipatena Paripasnena Sevaya Upadashantita Jnanam Jnanina Tapta Darshan. If there is any doubt and understanding with the Gita, then you try to understand from the person who knows it, Tapta Darshan, who has seen actually the truth. Upadashantita Jnanam Jnanina Tapta Darshan. One is actually seeing the truth. And how to approach him? Sabdhiddhi, panipatena, paripasya. By surrendering, by giving service, and posting. Posting must be preceded and followed by, preceded by surrender and followed by service. In the middle, there may be posting. Therefore, the Saprasadam Bhagavati. We have to please the spiritual master by service and correct. And then it will be very nice for you. And the spiritual master sees that this disciple is a surrender. So, and he's rendering service to his best capacity. Then the answer will be very liberal and convincing, and he will be very glad to answer the question. If it is supported by these things, surrender and kavipusmeno and subhaya. So the deep anupati will be first given in Panipati. What is this that I give up the company of my spiritual master and I invent my own ways of life and own interpretation? That is not right.
The war on the battlefield of Kurukshetra, that lasted for a period of 18 days?
Yes.
And that happened 5,000 years ago when Krishna was on earth. Is that happening now in some other material universe? The same battle?
Yes.
Can we enter into that or see that?
Yes, we can go there.
We leave the universe, but then we are associating directly with Krishna and Arjuna?
Yeah. We can associate with Krishna and Arjuna every 24 hours.
Just like
by reading Bhagavad Gita. Why you require to go there? You are already here, you see. You read the Bhagavad Gita, and you are immediately in the practice of Purushottama. You can start there. That might be in a short time. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepted. I know that story. Illiterate Brahman was reading Bhagavad Gita. So he did not know. He was not literate. But because his spiritual master, he has so staunch faith in his spiritual master. His spiritual master said that he read daily 18 chapters of Bhagavad Gita. His spiritual master knew that he was illiterate. But he still asked, you read 18 chapters daily. So what can he do? Spiritual master has an order. So he has simply making a soul breathing. So his other friends are spiritual. We are reading Bhagavad Gita. He knows that this man, his friend is spiritizing. So he is not answering. But when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked my dear Dhamma, what you are reading, he knew that this gentleman, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, really intuitively, so he explained the whole thing. That I am trying to read Bhagavad Gita, but I am illiterate. My Guru Maharaj ordered me to read, therefore I am reading. But actually I cannot. Apparently I this is staunch faith in spiritual. He knew, his spiritual master knew that he is illiterate. And he knew also that I cannot read Bhagavad Gita. But still he was trying to read because his spiritual master has said. This is constant. Just for prasada. He has said, I have to satisfy. I am incompetent. I cannot read. But he has said, the very much. This is constant. Yasaprasana Bhagavad. So practical example. Just like this Krishna consciousness movement. I mean significant human being, what can I do? But I tried my best because my spiritual master says that you go and try to preach in English. So I tried my best. I had no qualification. So, this is very nice point, Jasya Prasada. We have to try our best to, I may not be able to do that, but that endeavor will be appreciated by Krishna and that is it. I may be most incompetent, Everyone is incompetent. Who can satisfy Krishna with unneeded? But simply what Krishna says, if we do, that is Ishvara. Krishna says, manmana bhava man bhakta vajyajman. The guidance is the spiritual master. He orders that manmana, always simple, bhava man bhakta, just become my devotee. Worship me and offer your obeisances also. And here is the deity. So, that is your business. Think of all else. Here is Radha, Krishna, here is Jagannath, here is Lord Chaitanya. What is the difficulty? In the temple, we get direct contact. And if I go out from the temple and lie down on the station, is that very good thing? Krishna says, Manmana Bhavaman Bhakti. So, will it help me to think of him 24 hours by going to the railway station or in the temple? This is common sense. Any sensible man can understand that here is Krishna, here is Radharani, your worship is going on, and you are offering prasadam. All they are constantly engaged. That is Manmana Bhakta. Or I give up the association of the devotees and temple and go to hell. That is hell. It is common sense. I manufacture my own way by the advice of some another respect. This is very good. Manmana bhavamad bhakta madhyajmana namastu. Now always think of me. Here is the chance. As soon as I see, as I advance in my spiritual life, I see, here is Krishna. He is not the dull Krishna. Dull Krishna is for the Kanishka Vikas. But one is advanced, he sees Krishna. Just like you have read the story of in Chaitanya Charitamrita, two Brahmins saying to Vrindavan. So, the devotee is seeing, here is Krishna. When the world of Brahmins say, that I promise, Lord. The young I say, said, you are talking before Krishna. You deviate from this promise, it is the great offense. Because you are seeing Krishna. And when you are asked, who are you witness? He said, Krishna was witness. And his eldest son took the opportunity. All right, if you are Krishna comes and gives witness, then my sister is married. Because he did it, you are thinking Krishna is not coming. Krishna is not coming. He made a marble statue of Krishna come. So he thought that I have given him some chance which he will never be fulfilled. But to fulfill the words of the devotee, Krishna came. Therefore, he is called Sakhi Gopa, witness. So we must have faith. We must have faith and discharge duties about the Shastra, Guru, Sadhu. Then our spiritual life is guaranteed. He could manufacture something out of things. That is not happen.
Srila Prabhupada, in the Srimad Bhagavatam, it states that the super soul is measured from the end of the thumb to the end of the ring finger. How does this change take place in the different sizes of species of living entities?
He can become the smaller than the smallest, and the higher than the bigger than the biggest. That's the system's power.